This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ahead of the NATO summit in Lithuania, U.S. President Joe Biden has met with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and a meeting with King Charles III. Beforehand, he addressed the war in Ukraine and the country's push for NATO membership, which Biden says is a process. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias explains.
U.S. President Joe Biden, who appeared on CNN, lowered expectations that Ukraine would join the military alliance anytime soon.
I don't think there is unanimity in NATO about whether or not to bring Ukraine into the NATO family now, at this moment, in the middle of a war. NATO is a process that takes some time to meet all the qualifications, and from democratization to a whole range of other issues.
Discussions on how to bring Kyiv closer to joining the alliance are expected to take place during the NATO summit. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Reuters' Rosanna Philpott explains why Ukraine is so determined to join.
We shall be free, strong, and of course, in NATO.
Ukraine argues that the security assurances given by Moscow, Washington, and London when it relinquished its nuclear arsenal to Russia in 1994 were clearly worthless. While Eastern European countries say some sort of a roadmap should be offered to Kyiv, the U.S. and Germany are wary of any move that might take the alliance closer to war with Russia. Russian President Putin has cited NATO's expansion towards Russia's borders over the past two decades as a key reason for its decision to invade Ukraine.
The Kremlin spokesman says Russian President Vladimir Putin met with Wagner leader Yevgeny Prigozhin days after a short-lived rebellion by the mercenary chief and his private army. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country could approve Sweden's membership in NATO if European nations open the way to Turkey and its bid to join the European Union. Erdogan, whose country has been holding off its final approval to Sweden's NATO membership, made the comments in Ankara on Monday before departing to the alliance's summit meeting in Lithuania. Russia's RIA news agency reported Monday that expected negotiation between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkey's Erdogan remained the only hope to extend the Black Sea grain deal that is set to expire next week on the 17th. A man with a knife has killed several people at a kindergarten in southeastern China, according to local police. AP correspondent Karen Shamas with more.
The attack in a city in Guangdong province happened in the early morning. A news outlet, Dafeng News, cited an unidentified witness, saying the attacker's child had been earlier struck by a car of one of the teachers at the school. The witness said the teacher in question was apparently killed in the attack. A 25-year-old man was arrested following the stabbing. Attacks on kindergartens in China are reported regularly. 20 children were killed in an attack in 2010. And in 2020, a school guard was accused of injuring 39 people with a knife. I'm Karen Chamas.
Heavy rains have been pounding the northeast United States. AP correspondent Donna Water.
You can hear a concerned man as water rushed through a neighborhood in New York's Hudson Valley Sunday and weather tracker video taken by Melissa Roberts.
Are you okay? Is it coming in the house? Is the water coming in your house?
At least one person was killed when she was swept away while trying to evacuate her home. The National Weather Service says flash flood warnings were extended into parts of Connecticut, including Stamford and Greenwich, before heavy rains creeped into Massachusetts. Forecasters say some areas could get as much as 5 inches of rain. I'm Donna Water.
An Argentine archbishop chosen by Pope Francis to head the Vatican office that ensures doctrinal orthodoxy concedes he made mistakes in handling a 2019 case of priests accused of sexual abuse of minors. The 2019 case has drawn allegations by critics that the Archbishop Victor Manuel Fernandez tried to protect the priest, a charge that he denied this past week, but he was more self-critical Sunday in an interview with the Associated Press. He attributed some of his missteps to church procedures for dealing with allegations of clerical abuse being less clear at the time. Fernandez says that he should have treated the victims more closely and acted early in removing the priests from his duties. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.